Recent rains have helped alleviate some dry conditions, which are mostly concentrated in the central to northern parts of the state. But still, it's not enough. Many corn crops are stunted and withered, raising questions about the eventual yield. Joe Lauer, a professor of agronomy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has traveled across the state checking in with corn farmers. He says the whole upper Midwest is feeling the burn.
This drought is relatively widespread. It actually extends from South Dakota up through northern Wisconsin. So Minnesota, with about 7 million acres of corn, and I would say probably half of those acres are affected, we're going to have probably 1 million acres affected.
Lauer says there's about 4 million acres of corn in Wisconsin, which ranks 7th in the nation for production. He says growers need to hold out for a few more weeks as the plants complete their pollination process before making any crop management decisions.
This is the time where everything happens in terms of yield for corn, right in this mid-July to the first part of August. If we have stress during that time, we can have significant yield impact. So if they have good pollination, just let the crop grow. If the pollination is bad, they can cut the crop anytime.
Recent forecasts show more rainfall across the state this week, but no certainty if it'll end drought conditions. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.